Saktel Gemishna Vaitim Sechlis Yivamis Perik Dalid Mishna Zayin. Chalis Liyavamti, this person gave chalitza to his Yivama. So what's going to happen now is, in terms of Hilchas Yerusha, halachis of inheritance, he's like any of the other brothers, lenachla, when it comes to yarshining the brother who passed away. If Reuven dies and he has no children, where does the Yerusha go to? It goes to his father. His father's not alive, his father yarshins it, and it goes back down to Reuven's brothers. So this brother that did chalitza, he gets an equal share with the other brothers. And why would I think that he wouldn't? Sakta batanura, maybe we should punish him. Sakta mishnah, no, there's no such punishment. He gets the Yerusha together with his other brothers. Vim yeshem av, if their father is still alive, then nechasim, the nechasim of the brother who passed away, shall av, belongs to the father. Father comes before his sons when it comes to Yerusha. Father yarshins before a brother. Chalitza doesn't change anything. Hakoinis, says Yevimtoi, this person who is mekayim the mitzvah of Yivam and takes in the Yavama, zachav and achasim shel achiv. Even if the father is still alive, the Yavim becomes automatically the yoyresh of the brother that passed away. So suppose we have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Reuven passes away, Shimon is meyavim his wife. Shimon gets Reuven's money. Yaakov, the father, may say, what do you mean? If a child dies without children, it goes up to the father. And the other brothers come running, it belongs to our father. Of course, they would have an interest of father shiyashin it, because after the father passes away, it goes to all the brothers. But none of that is true. The Yavim is Zoyche b'nichse Yaviv. Zokta Batrun, I'll tell you a greater chiddush. Even if he divorces her tomorrow, he's meyavimer than divorces her, he still gets the Yerusha. The Torah says, Yaakov Moshem Achiv. And he did. Rabbi Yehuda says, Benkach u Benkach, whether there was Chalitza or Yivam, Im Yeshem Av, if there's a father, the father is still alive, in our case of Yaakov is still alive, Nechasim Shel Av. Then the Nechasim that Reuven leaves over goes up to the father. Yes, the Torah said, the Yavim Yarshins, that's the Yavim versus the other brothers. But the Torah never meant to take it away from the father, as a halter, Rabbi Yehuda. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah. Hachalitz Liyavimtoi. Someone gives chalitza to his Yavama. Hu Aser Bikroi Veseha. He is then Aser in her relatives. If my wife's relatives would be Aser to me, then my brother's wife that I gave chalitza to, those same relatives are Aser. Vehi and she Asura Bikroi Vav. She would be Aser in his relatives. Chazal were geyser that a chalutza has the same din as a woman that received a divorce. Now, all the erevs, all the relatives you're not allowed to marry, it doesn't change after a divorce. You're still not allowed to marry them. If I can't marry my wife's sister, I can't marry her even after a get. So Chazal were geyser that a chalutza has the same din. And therefore, the Mishnah explains. Who? He. Let's say I gave chalitza to my brother Reuven's wife Rachel, Aser Be'ima. I cannot marry Rachel's mother, Ube Eim Ima, her mother's mother, Ube Eim Avia, her father's mother, Ube Bita, her daughter, Ube Vaspita, her daughter's daughter, Ube Vasbina, her son's daughter, Ube Achais, or her sister. Bizman Shahi, meaning the woman that received Chalitza, the Chalutza Kayemis. Wait a second, all these Arayis become Mutter? If she's no longer alive? And the answer is no. You will never be able to marry her mother, her mother's mother, her father's mother, her daughter's daughter, her son's daughter. But her sister is different. Because anytime a person's wife dies, he can marry her sister. The Isra of a Chais Ishtoi is only Bechaye Ishtoi. Let's learn from the Pasuk. V'isha l'chaisa l'sikach litzra l'galis ervasa leo b'chayeh, only during her lifetime. So we're not going to treat the sister of a chalutza more strict than the sister of a wife. So if the sister of a wife is mutter after she passes away, then the sister of the chalutza will also be mutter after she passes away. The he, as far as she is concerned, asura, she would be asur, this woman that gave chalitza, she's asur ba'aviv, and his father, ba'vi aviv, his father's father, ubibnai, his son, ubibem benai, his son's son, ba'achiv, and his brothers, ubibben achiv, and his brother's son. Weiter sagt der Mishnah. Here's a little bit of a tongue twister. Let's try to pay careful attention. Mutter Adam bekroivas tsaras chalutzasai. Va'aser bitzaras kroivas chalutzasai. Remember, teich backwards. Mutter Adam, it's mutter for a person to marry. So kroivas tsaras chalutzasai means his chalutzas tsaras kroiva. Shimon's brother Reuven dies. Reuven had several wives. He gives chalitza or yivim to one of them, and they're all potter. After chalitza, one is asa to the relatives of the chalitza. So if Reuven was married to Rachel, Shimon gives chalitza to Rachel, he can't marry Rachel's sister, her mother, and so on. But Rachel wasn't Reuven's only wife. Let's say Reuven was married to Rachel, Chana, and Devira. He can marry Devira's sister, he can marry Chana's sister. Wait a second, before chalitza, Chana's sister would have been ushered to him. True, that's because Chana, at that time, had a yivam connection to him, all three. Before chalitza, Rachel, Devira, and Chana all have a yivam connection to Shimon. And their relatives are considered a relative of Zikukasi. Zikukasi means a Zika, where there's a connection to. But once there's chalitza, the Zika pops off. He no longer has any connection to them. It's just that the kroiva of the chalitza herself, if the chalitza was with Rachel, he can't marry Rachel's relatives. Because Chazal were scared, people will confuse this with divorcing a wife. And people will think, Shimon gave chalitza to Rachel and he married her sister, so I guess if you divorce a wife, you can marry your sister also. We didn't want people to make that mistake. But the tsar's relative, there never was such an isser. So again, Reuven passes away. Reuven had three wives, Rachel, Devira, and Chana. Chalitza was done with Rachel. Devira and Chana's relatives are mutter to Shimon. Even though, l'chayri yekataina, but it was Rachel's chalitza that took off the Zika, not only from Rachel, but also from Chana and Devira. Chazal, we're not machmer, explains about Tanura, to say that she should mamish be considered like the chalitza and that her relatives should be aser. So mutter Adam, a person is mutter, the kroivas saras chalutzasa. Touch backwards, his chalutza, Rachel, her tzara, Chana and Devira, bekroivas, their relatives, are mutter to him, are mutter to Shem. The aser bitzaras kroivas chalutzasa. His chalutza's relative tzara, that's aser to him. In this case, here's what happened. We use the batanur as mashal. Shimon is married to Leah. Chaim is married to Rachel. Again, Shimon is married to Leah. Chaim is married to Rachel. Shimon and Chaim, who are not related, are married to two sisters. Chaim has more than one wife. He has Rachel and Devira. Devira is the tzara to Rachel. Now, Shimon dies. Reuven gives chalitza to Leah. Now Chaim dies. Reuven cannot be miyavim Rachel. She's a sister to Leah, and to Leah he gave chalitza. You can't marry the sister of your chalitza. But what about the other wife, Devira? She is also aser to Reuven. Why? Here's an interesting reason why. This is how the Batanura explains it. Really, what does Reuven have with Devira? So let me tell you what our problem is. Reuven gave chalitza to Leah? Yeah. When Leah came to Bezin for the chalitza, Rachel, her sister, came along with her. Sisters come along during emotional times. Not everyone knows which one he gave chalitza to, whether to Leah or to Rachel. Some people may think, I think Reuven gave chalitza to Rachel, because I saw her come to Bezin, and there was chalitza done over there. Now, if we're going to let Reuven marry Devira, people are going to say, you know, I think you're allowed to marry the tzar of your chalitza. Because, after all, I think Reuven gave chalitza to Rachel. I saw Rachel come to Bezin. And now he's marrying Devira. And that's the problem. If everyone knew for a fact, no, Rachel just came along to Bezin. Reuven gave chalitza to Leah. Then I would say, Reuven could be miyavim Devira. Devira is the tzara of a relative of a chalitza. That's okay. But people may not chap what's going on here. They're going to think Rachel was the chalitza, that you're allowed to marry a tzara v'chalutza. By the way, says the Batanur, we're not worried that a person is going to bring her tzara to Bezin by the chalitza, and people aren't going to know which wife he gave chalitza to. That's not a concern. Yivam, chalitza, this is all very emotional. She just lost her husband. So during a chalitza, it's normal to bring your sister, not your tzara. The tzara you don't have a good relationship with. But because it's normal to bring the sister, therefore we have this concern. Okay, chazring over our Mishnah, if someone gives chalitza to his yavama, he still is like any of the other brothers. When it comes to nachla, he yashins evenly, does not get a penalty. And of course, the brothers only yashin if there's no father. If there's a father, it goes to the father. If someone is miyave, he gets the nechasim of his brother, even if he divorces her the next day. Once he's miyavim, the Torah says, the nechasim go to this brother only. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says, even in the case of Yivam, if there's a father, then the chasim go to the father. If there's no father, then it goes only to this brother. And let's learn from the pasuk, v'hoya ha-bechar. Just like the bechar doesn't get a yerusha when his father is alive, same as for a yave. But that's not the halacha, says the Batanur. The halacha is, someone is mekayim the mitzvah of Yivam, he is zoicha in the nechasim of his brother, even when there is a father alive. Then the Mishnah told us as follows. Someone gives chalitza to his yavama, he is usher to her relatives, just like he would be usher to a woman that he divorced, and she's usher in his relatives. She's usher in her mother, mother's mother, father's mother, daughter, daughter's daughter, son's daughter, and her sister, she's alive. We're not going to be more machmir than a chais ishtoi. Or if someone's wife passes away, he's allowed to marry her sister. So Chazal weren't going to say that a chalitza should be more strict. If the woman that got the chalitza passes away, her sister's mutter. But the brothers of the man who did the chalitza, they could marry the relatives of the woman that received chalitza, the chalitza. Because it's only the brother who did the chalitza. We consider it as if he was married to her. But not the brothers who didn't do chalitza. The Mishnah told us she's aser, the chalitza is aser, and his father, the father of the one who gave her the chalitza, his father's father, his brother, and his brother's son. Then we had the tongue twister. Mutar adam b'kreivas saras chalutzasai, v'asa b'tsaras kreivas chalutzasai. And real quickly again, a person can marry the relative of the tsar of his chalutza. So if Reuven was married to Rachel and to Chana, Reuven dies. Shimon gives chalitza to Rachel. He can marry Chana's relative. He didn't do chalitza with Chana. He's aser b'tzoras kroivas chalitzas. Again, that case. Shimon is married to Leah. He has a brother Reuven. Then we have Chaim, a stranger, who's married to Rachel, Leah's sister, and to Devira. Again, two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Shimon is married to Leah. Chaim, not one of the brothers, is married to Leah's sister Rachel and to Devira. Shimon dies. Reuven gives chalitza to Leah. Then Chaim dies. He can't be miyavim Rachel because he already gave chalitza to Leah by the previous brother, and Rachel is a sister of his chalutza. Chiddush over here is they can't be miyavim Devira either. Why not? Because when Leah went to Bezin to do the chalitza, there's a very good chance she took along her sister Rachel, and people aren't sure who got the chalitza, who did chalitza. And they may think Reuven did chalitza with Rachel, and now he's marrying Devira. Ah, they're going to think you're allowed to marry the sister of your chalitza, and that's why we can't do it. No one brings their tzara with them to Bezin, but they do bring their sisters with them to Bezin.